Thank you guys all for coming. I'll just start with a prayer to open the meeting. Thank you, God, for having us all able to make it here tonight. Just thankful for the great news of Jesus Christ. We're just thankful that we have a true message to present. We just ask for help to present it clearly. We just ask for help in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe just open your Bibles, if you have it, to Isaiah 59, please. Isaiah chapter 59. But maybe before I read, I'll just tell you a quick story that I was thinking about this afternoon. It's not from the Bible, but it's a true story that happened just this past spring. My job during the week is I work on marine engines. So we get into a lot of different problems and stuff like that. But there was one morning last spring, me and my boss, Kendall, were driving along in the morning. Usually I don't travel with him in the morning, but this morning I was. We were driving along. He gets a call from a fisherman, and the fisherman says, yeah, Kendall, I got a light on my dash. It's a red light, which means it's a pretty serious problem. If it's a yellow light, usually it's not so serious, but this one was red, so it's a pretty serious problem. He said, the warning light's on, and it's a red oil light. So right away, Kendall said, shut your engine off right away, because that's not good. You're going to need to shut that off and go check out your engine, see what's going on with it. Anyways, so the fisherman shuts it off. He says, I'll call you back. So he goes and checks out the engine. Turns out there's oil leaking out of a pipe, and he's losing oil quickly. There's oil all in the bilge and stuff like that. So he calls back, and Kendall says, once he hears about the leak, he says, you're going to need to call somebody immediately, or just shut your engine off immediately and call somebody to get you towed into shore, because we're going to have to fix that leak, because you can't run an engine with no oil. And that's what was happening. It was leaking. All the oil was leaking out. So we figured out the problem. He figured it out, it was leaking. So the solution was shut the engine off and get towed in. So the fisherman hears the solution to his problem, and he says, yeah, okay, well, I'll have to get someone to tow me in. And so he hangs up the phone. So we figure we probably got our day's work cut out for us. But a couple minutes later, the fisherman calls back and says, I didn't listen to your advice. I tried to sail in. I thought I had enough time to sail into the harbor. And he said the automatic shutdown kicked in on the engine, and the engine shut off. But so Kendall responds to that. He says, there is no automatic shutdown. you ruin your engine. It overheated, and he ruined the engine because he didn't listen. And so that was kind of a shame. But I just wanted to tell that story right quick, because it's actually a pretty similar situation to anyone here that isn't saved tonight. And maybe it's a little more clear to see when it's somebody else not taking advice rather than yourself. So we can all see that he ignored the advice and didn't do what he was supposed to do, and it didn't work out very good. So anyways, that's that story. And so yeah, we'll go to Isaiah 59, please, verse 2. So just like the fisherman had a problem, leaking oil, no oil. Anyone that's not saved has a big, big problem, much bigger than his problem. And we'll just start at verse number 1. Isaiah 59, verse 1. Indeed, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save, and his ear is not too deaf to hear. But your iniquities are separating you from your God. So right there is pretty clear, verse number 2, your iniquities are separating you from your God, from the only living God that created you. Your iniquities are separating you from him. So that's a major problem, as we can see. We'll just flip back to chapter 53 of Isaiah. Please. So, just like the fisherman had his problem, anyone that's not saved has a massive problem of sin. And the solution in the fisherman's case was to get someone to tell him in, but the solution in this case for anybody that's not saved, we'll read Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So I think those two verses are pretty clear, just of the problem. Our iniquities are separating us from God, and the solution is God provided the solution. He laid our iniquities on him. God sent his son to take care of our sin, to pay for it with his death on the cross. And so that's the problem and solution. Maybe just turn over to Hebrews chapter 2 right quick, please. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. So when this particular fisherman heard the solution, what he was supposed to do to get out of his problem, he totally heard the advice clearly. Kendall said the advice very clearly. And he actually said he was going to do it. He said he was going to get towed in, but he changed his mind. He tried to do it himself. So he neglected Kendall's advice, really. So Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, how will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? So he neglected his advice, and it went terribly wrong. He ruined his engine. And so it's not a good idea to neglect that advice, or especially this advice of the gospel. We'll just do one more reading, please, in John 3. We'll do John 3, verse 18. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned. But anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. So, we have a decision, really, to make, to either believe on the name of the one and only Son of God, Jesus Christ, which results in salvation, everlasting life, or to not believe is to remain already condemned, as we read there. So really, God wants to forgive all of us for our sin. We know from the Bible God loves us. He wants to forgive us. But he can't do that, like we read in Isaiah 59, chapter 2. Our iniquities are separating us from God. And so he can't forgive us because of our iniquities, but that's why he sent his son, to pay for our sins, so that we can, our iniquities can be out of the picture and be brought back to God. So really, this is if you're not saved, hopefully you can sense, you need to have a sense of urgency, really, to get saved before it's too late. So just, we would want to, basically, what I want to say is just accept Christ before it's too late.